Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Help me, Jay.
Why am I forgetting who sings that? Help me, Rhonda.
That's Beach Boys. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Jay. Help me, Rhonda. It's the 20th of January, so we are now.
Help me, Jay. Pretty much by the time we get to the end of the day, two-thirds of the way through the month of January, en français, January 2023. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay to go through the good news. How about these for headlines? Cancer plummets. Guinea worm eradicated. Ebola gone. Does that sound like I'm making that up? Well, no.
Those are good words all strung together.
They are. The major advances that we have had in our world in the last 12 months, victories, in fact, in the efforts to combat some diseases, industrialized ones, kind of like COVID, tropical ones. The guinea worm. A study last year found that cancer deaths have declined by a third in the last 30 years. So that's 3.8 million people are alive today. Thank you very much to various efforts to combat cancer. The report came from the American Cancer Society, as a matter of fact, published in the journal Cancer. So the CEO of the Cancer Society called the drop, quote, truly formidable. The report attributes the fall to developments of better treatments, better instruments, you know, that kind of stuff. Reduction in smoking, that's big, and earlier detection methods. Well, we still would be better off if we had better, much better food. And if we did much better when it came to your weight, how much alcohol you drink, that sort of thing, that's all directly cancer related.
Yeah, any of the ones that aren't predisposed to it. But also, it's like the cure is amazing. Finding a cure for all types of cancer would be absolutely amazing, and then the next step would be moving further to preventing it.
Yep. Right. Exactly. So, cancer research involves cutting-edge medical research. There are some problems, especially in places like India, where many of these things are not available and where the population is exploding. I don't even begin to understand. Is there any government at all in India? Do they have a clue? Do they know what they're doing, not only to their country, but to the human race in general, to the planet? It's ridiculous. It's outrageous, frankly. So anyway, the guinea worm has been found in Uganda. It was in Chad. These are areas in Western Africa. But the eradication of... So that's a problem. But then we have Ebola. Remember when Ebola was a big thing a few years ago? Maybe 20, 30 years ago? I'm trying to remember back. It just seems like it was yesterday. But there have been very few cases of that. And so the authorities there say the magic bullet has been the community's understanding the importance of doing what they have to, taking action, in fact, with the vaccines and that sort of thing. So there they are. Bye-bye, Ebola. Bye-bye, guinea worm. Cancer. Yep. All right, so on the other side of the needle, if you will, there are HIV vaccines that have been created. All the hoopla about that. The advanced trials show that the vaccine that's been most prominently touted is no good. So, with that in mind, the question is being asked, what do you do now? How do you keep people from getting HIV and AIDS and that sort of stuff? Well, there's a whole lot of education that's gone on, right? And so, the idea that there is this vaccine which allows you, and this is probably a judgment call, to live a risky life, to have to engage in risky sexual activities. And you know, not, there isn't a pill for everything. There isn't a needle for everything. And so there's three examples of things being advanced. And then there's an example, that vaccine that they've worked on for, what, last 3, 4, 5 years? HIV, though, the other side of it is that when it first got started, was in the 80s, I think maybe in the 70s, 80s, somewhere in there, when
it
HIV,
really
maybe even earlier.
To national and international attention.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. It's not the killer. It's not the death sentence that it once was, because there are some drugs that you can take that keep you from, you know, you can have AIDS. I think, who was it? Who is the basketball player?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, right. Uh-huh. Thank you. Who proved he had it, and he's lived, he's, what is he, in his 80s now?
I think he's had enough treatments. I think he's actually reversed it within himself.
Did he?
I don't believe that he tests positive anymore for that.
No, right. So, anyway, there's good and there's bad. They've tried this. They've tested it on a lot of people. But again, the news being disappointing as it is for those who have the problem, on the outgoing interview that Fauci had, he talked about this. There are other, he said, strategic approaches to deal with the problem. And a lot of the problem isn't here. It's in back again to Africa, where there's a lot more focus on health and well-being there than there used to be. I guess that's the good thing, right? But I wouldn't want to have to go through that. Would
you? Without all of the resources and the funds to pay for resources.
Yeah. Well, they were trying to get this vaccine was an approach that would let those who have it forget about it. The medications were, you know, one shot and that's it, you're done, don't worry about it anymore. So now the medications that are available that pretty much have to be taken for the rest of the patient's life, okay, so what's the, I mean, I understand it'd be nice to have a shot and be done with it. This is, by the way, a trial was done by the folks at Johnson & Johnson, that's where all this work was done. Okay, so we have that. Now, here's talk about antisocial behavior. The Atlanta airport spectacle. Delta passenger sprays a fire extinguisher into the airport concourse. Confronted about attempting to open secure doors inside the concourse. So here's a nutcase. Jennifer Holder responded poorly when the airport staff questioned her about not paying for her chicken wings. This is very important.
So
right?
she was trying to escape.
Yeah. And she couldn't get out the door, people chasing her around, so she shoots them with the fire extinguisher. There's a video of this, you've seen it, right?
Well, and apparently, so she's claiming someone else paid for her meal.
Good thinking on your feet.
Starts spraying it. And it was a crowded airport, and it's the Atlanta airport.
It's the busiest airport in the country. The Atlanta airport is. So, anyway, she got this extinguisher. I don't know, why do we have to go into the details of it in a sense? You know, the news media wants to dig around. Okay, there's all the details. The details in this circumstance, is it awkward? Yeah. Is it too silly, crazy?
Well,
yeah.
But also with social
What's their
media,
motivation?
Everybody has a camera, a recording device with their phones that they carry all the time. And whenever something is happening, people are recording this, and then they're posting it to social media. And this could have been a situation where once upon a time, it would only have been in local news.
Uh-huh. And that's all it ought to be. We should... I'll exercise better editorial judgment, because what's the point? All right, here's another one. Speaking of spraying, San Francisco art gallery owner caught on video spraying a homeless woman, arrested after the act. Collier Gwynn, taken into police custody, arrested, charged with misdemeanor battery. This incident outside the Foster Gwynn Gallery. You may recall that police said both parties chose not to to pursue criminal charges. Remember that when this took place a week or so ago? Bad publicity, okay. But the city's district attorney said the police decided to arrest this woman after reviewing the evidence. The battery of an unhoused member. Isn't that awful? The politically correct way of referring to people now are unhoused. Who came up with that? What difference does it make whether you call them homeless or not? That's why is that politically incorrect? That's true.
Well,
they
are trying to differentiate
a home.
People who have fallen on hard times and are like don't want to be homeless versus people who choose to be homeless or people who maybe are homeless because of PTSD, like homeless veterans or people who are homeless because of severe drug addiction. It's probably trying to no longer put everybody in the same box of...
Who came up with this, though? Where do you think this started? Why?
But why is it offensive?
It's just one more thing. I don't know that I even would use the word offensive. It's needless. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
Better question, then. Why is it needless?
Because person who doesn't have a home is without a home, therefore homeless. How he or she got that way isn't really, for me, if you choose to, okay. The fine and dandy side of that is if you want to live, you do what the people up in Santa Barbara have done and other places where there was a big problem with the homeless. That is, you move them somewhere else. You either provide housing for them or you move them somewhere else. The Third Street Promenade, which would be the used to be the crowning glory.
It used to be amazing.
It's now nothing but a homeless pit. And businesses, I was talking to somebody last night who actually owns a business there, and he said he's going to have to close the shop up because people won't go up the promenade anymore. There's the damn homeless are everywhere, and it's damnable. It doesn't have to be this way. But if you really think, you've pushed a button, obviously, with me, because what I've seen happen in L.A. County, basically the ruination of much of what is a beautiful area, to the point where I would love
well,
to
in this story, the
be
woman
there,
doesn't
but,
deserve to be hosed down.
No, I'm not suggesting anybody deserves to be hosed.
Yeah, just
that's not what
to
I'm
the
suggesting.
Story. Mm-hmm.
Right, all right. Back to the story and back to the clock, 18 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. And
you've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hour on Doug Steffens Good Day. Doug is out. Jay Kirshner here and Jen Horn. And Miss Taylor Swift is still crushing records. Like,
always.
Is there anything she can't do? I feel like she's a Midas kind of songwriter. Anything she puts out there turns to gold.
Did you?
And her.
Have you seen? And was she involved with this? No, so I'm not going to, okay, I have to go through it. I just have been watching the promos all weekend for 80 for Brady, because you know I'm a Brady fan, and so cute with all these ladies in it. And I just saw the song release, and for some reason it was like dipping in my head that she'd been involved with it, but it was Dolly Parton, Belinda Carlisle, Cyndi Lauper. The song looks absolutely fantastic. It makes me want to see the movie even more. But, okay, this wasn't a Swiftie. I thought for a minute that she was involved, but I had to go through it in my head.
No, but that movie does look cute. I saw the preview where recently, and I do want to see that too.
So what's she doing now? Because she's like a hit machine.
Yeah, so Midnights, most weeks at number one on the Billboard charts for top album sales. This is her 12th consecutive week, and she keeps crushing it. And then also, people who are just breaking records, Miley Cyrus, and we'll tell you why coming up.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. I can buy myself
flowers, write my name in the sand. A lot of people are kind of equating this, Miley Cyrus Flowers, to Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man, because there's some lyrics that are similar where he's like, I should have brought you flowers, I should have held your hand, I should have taken you dancing, and she's like, I can buy my own flowers, I can hold my own hand, I can take myself dancing. And it's a certified smash, because Spotify announced that that song broke a one-week record for downloads, over 100 million streams.
Wow. That's incredible. Miley Cyrus, I think, is kind of, I don't know if she's underrated. I think people don't give her the props for her voice. I think she's got a really lovely voice that only comes from, like, gargling razor blades. You know, she's got that rasp to her voice naturally.
She does,
so many people,
and it,
like,
seems so effortless.
Right. It, like, people killed themselves to get a voice like that in the 80s. I think there's, like, a lot of drinking, a lot of hard living going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
She just has it so naturally and has had it since she was younger. I really admire her, not for necessarily her persona or all the things that she's, you know, all of the different phases she's gone through, but her voice is really, really good.
She's amazing. Well, and especially coming from being a Disney Channel kid,
yeah,
where she still had that little bit of a lower voice. When you listen back, she still had a little bit of that, but she was so much younger. And of course, as you get older, your voice goes lower. Men and women have that. And she really has come a long way, especially with trying to break out of the Disney Channel persona from the Mickey Mouse machine and become her own person, have people stop identifying her as Hannah Montana and more as Miley Cyrus. And maybe she went a little too far one way, some people would think, and then the pendulum kind of swings the other way or even evens out. But have you seen a lot of people, the fan theories regarding the music video for Flowers, where there's so much speculation that there's all these little Easter eggs regarding the breakup between Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, and everybody's kind of like, you know what? Just
people
let
need
her
to
be
get
art.
A job.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. And what do you say we get into some happy news? There's so much rough news out there. Let's do something happy.
I could use it. It was a there was some bad news that happened in California this weekend with shootings. So let's do happy stuff for sure.
Yes. Okay, so there is a farmer in a small town in Alabama, Geraldine, Alabama, who had a pretty big secret he kept from everyone, even his family. His family had no idea about this. His name is Hody Childress, and one day, about pretty much a decade ago, he went into a local pharmacy and asked, hey, does anybody ever have a hard time paying for prescriptions? And the pharmacist that was present there was like, unfortunately, yes, it happens quite often. So he decided to come by and donate $100 a month, every month. She was thinking, well, this is really nice, but didn't expect it to be kept up with. But he did for a decade. And the only time somebody was brought in on that secret was when Hody brought his daughter in because he got sick. He was getting towards the end of his life. He fell ill. And he knew that he just couldn't do it anymore, but he wanted to keep up with it. So he asked her, for as long as he remains alive, please be the one to do this. So his daughter took on that secret and would donate the $100 every month, ended up becoming about $12,000. And at his funeral service, after he had passed, his daughter kind of wrestled with, do I keep this secret? Because he didn't want anybody to know about it. He just wanted to do this kind gesture because he felt like it was the right thing to do. And then she decided, you know what, this could be a teaching moment or inspire kindness for others.
For sure.
And so she shared that. And there were so many people who had been helped that were trying to get medications and couldn't afford it, and they were able to get it because of his donations. They were coming out of the woodworks telling the family how he had helped them. There was one woman who her son needed an EpiPen, and it's $600. She couldn't afford that, but because of his generosity, $100 every month, she was able to more easily afford the life-saving EpiPen for her child.
Wow. How incredible. What a great story. And you know what I think is so good to take away from that is that we lose sight of the fact that as people, like just one singular person, that we have power to change things, and we have the power to change so much, just ourselves, in the life of other people. And you think $100 a month, yeah, that's meaningful money to people, but how many of us throw that kind of money away in Starbucks or going out to dinner or something like that? Just what a great story. Good for him. And I'm glad his daughter told it.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be something that big. A lot of people can't afford something like that, $100 a month. But if you can even do something like $5, it adds up. And if a lot of people are contributing and doing something like this, oh, it would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, world would be better place, that's for sure.
That was a nice break in the hard, difficult news. But, Jen, you had alluded to this. What happened in California over the weekend, which is absolutely devastating. The Lunar New Year mass shooting, people celebrating, the man who had been unidentified for quite some time, finally they realized who it was. And 10 people dead, 10 people injured. And this guy, he wasn't just going to shoot up this one ballroom where he made it into. He made it into a second one. Did you see this?
No, huh?
Yeah, so his name is Hugh Can Tran, 72. He made it into a second business where he had intentions of shooting up that one, too. People noticed him coming in, and bystanders and other people in attendance were able to disarm him and get the gun away from him, and that's when he took off. So this could have been...
He was going to keep going.
Yeah, he was going to keep going.
It was chaos here on Saturday, because this is not far from where I live, actually. I mean, it's a 20-minute drive, probably, but the entirety of L.A. County was just focused on this yesterday into, you know, Saturday into Sunday. And apparently they found this guy in a van. They didn't know it was him. They didn't even know exactly what they were looking for a while. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to figure it out. They pieced it together. And then they saw a van that they believed that he was driving, and they see him slumped over and dead behind the wheel. So he had taken his own life. And at first you think, because it was the Lunar New Year, and you think, was this a hate attack on a group of people? He himself was an Asian man. They are really struggling to figure out motivation, what the driver of this really was.
Exactly.
It's unusual that you see a man that's 72 that carries out a mass shooting like this. Typically, it's the same person. We've talked about this together on the program for years, Jay, where it's like, you know, you can almost like pick them out in a crowd. It's that 20-year-old blank stare, always the young white, like most of the time a white man that has that same look. And this was not the case here. So what was going on? Did he know? Was he connected to people? Was he done wrong by people? What, or at least in his mind, just really scary, scary stuff.
Yeah, and you're right. Sometimes we do typically already paint a picture in our mind when they are looking for the suspect. They are yet to be identified, and then we see that picture, and it's kind of like, well, something along the lines of what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting this.
No, not,
this looks
not
like a friend.
72-year-old.
Like, this honestly looks like one of my friend's friendly grandfathers.
Yep. And what was so worth it that had to be, what was going to be accomplished by this? And the fact that obviously he had a plan for more and more terror.
Mm-hmm. And was there somebody else, another target after the second one that ended up being foiled? Thankfully,
right.
Foiled.
What was the end goal? but really sad way to for that celebration. I mean, it just puts a damper on everything. And this community is a heavily Asian community. They do tons of celebrations in Monterey Park. Like, that becomes almost one of the... There's several spots in Los Angeles, in the county of Los Angeles, that have these huge types of celebration. But, oh, my gosh, this is one of the biggest. So was he drawn to the community for that reason? Was he a member of the community? So I guess we'll find out.
But yes, yeah, hopefully we find out, because I feel like for the families, the closure of finding the motivation, even though it still remains a senseless act.
Yep.
In other pretty bad news, a 72-year-old woman is dead and two others were injured in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, after a Denny's sign fell on their crushed car in the parking lot.
It was, I mean, talk about an accident, a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And just crushed the car.
They were all three they just in the car was parked, and something happened. The sign just came down. A catastrophe is the only thing I can really think of.
Mm-hmm. They said it was weather, I think wind-related, something like that. This sign had sustained some kind of damage. And
yeah.
How are you going to know? That's the thing with a big sign like that. It's not like people are climbing up there to see what kind of damage is done to the structure after big weather events. I can't imagine that happens regularly. It's surprising. I know this was, like we say, it's a freak accident. It was, but when you think about it, it's amazing to me, especially after big weather events, that these kinds of things maybe don't happen more often. We don't have to put this on the checklist of things that people are going to have to check on their property after it, you know, the wind or rain. We've been having all of that in Southern California.
Well, yeah, and especially in Kentucky in the South, where you have tornadoes, you have Tornado Alley right over there, and you make a good point. I don't know if many of these places that with their signs are still standing and they don't visually see any, there's no visible damage. I'm not sure many would even think to check it.
I can't imagine that they would. You don't ever, I mean, I've not worked at a Denny's or a place with a big sign like that, but I would think that that's pretty unusual to climb up and check out the structural integrity of a sign even after a weather event. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But you would think these are one of those things that it went viral, and it's sad because people died, but that picture, it just ended up making its way around social media. I think it was just so impactful to see that sign just right on top of the car.
And it looks like something out of a movie.
Totally.
Like, it straight up looks like something out of what is it, Final Destination or what was that tornado? Twister,
yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of the football games this weekend?
I watched a little bit. I was very sad that the Buffalo Bills lost because, you know, I think everybody's been cheering for them because of DeMar Hamlin. But the Bengals, it's great. But the snow in that game was, it looked so cold. I don't know how they were playing.
Pretty intense. Well, and you mentioned DeMar Hamlin, who was there, who was able to be at the facilities. I was pulling for the Bills just because it seems like Buffalo has really had a tough go of it. You had the shooting.
Yeah.
You had the blizzard that killed multiple people. DeMar Hamlin. The Bills played the Browns a few weeks prior, and this was during the massive blizzard that they actually moved the game to Detroit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
If you have to move a game to Detroit for the weather.
But, it was a bummer to see the Bills lose. Especially, I would have at least liked to have seen closer scoring game.
I know.
The Bengals 27, Bills 10. And then also the Cowboys beat the 49ers 12-19. The Giants lost to the Eagles 38-7. That was a pretty big blowout.
It was good. I watched a little of that game, too. And it's so typical because the Eagles are just so good. You know, it's like, oh, God, here they go again. It was just a blow. I was really devastated, though, by Dallas beating the 49ers. The 49ers were about the only team, like, kind of left in it for me. And
no, the 49ers
that's over.
Won. What 49ers won.
Oh, I thought you said Dallas beat them. I didn't watch the game.
Oh, I misspoke if that's what I said. Yeah, 49ers.
Oh, 49. Okay, good. I was all excited. I skipped it last night because I thought, I'll just check it out on Monday.
Oh, so the Niners are still
good,
in it.
Good.
And then, was a good game, a lot closer, were the Chiefs and Jags. Chiefs 27, Jags 20. So
Patrick Mahomes got hurt during that game, too. He sprained his ankle. And I guess he was really limping it through. He stayed in, but he was limping it through. So hopefully he'll be able to get back in shape before they move on.
Yeah, I feel like they have all the good technology and they really know how to play through injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost their body has to take them out before they will be willingly go out. You know what I mean? Especially when there's sprains. It's like they have to have an actual break, and the doctor is like, you cannot go back in.
I know. Things have to fall off before they let you sit it out in football, for sure.
Yeah. So the conference championships are happening this coming weekend. 49ers take on the Eagles. You have the Bengals and the Chiefs. And then after that, you have the fun Pro Bowl, where a part of me is kind of like, why do they even do the Pro Bowl right before the Super Bowl?
I know. It's a headline.
Doesn't it seem like it would be more fun if they did it after the Super Bowl? Or maybe that's
when the pressure's off.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And nobody's worried about actually getting hurt, which, you know, nobody tries in the Pro Bowl. It's just more fun in games, kind of like any of the All-Star games with NBA or baseball. But the Super Bowl coming up February 12th, Rihanna performing.
It's going to be fun. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
Probably, you know what? I would like to see an Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. I can't go for the Bengals just because Ohio, as a Browns fan who we are used to losing to everybody, we have a few teams that we really just don't like. We don't like the Bengals, we don't like the Steelers, and we do not like the Ravens. Other than that, all good. But we have friends who are big Eagles fans, so it would be nice to see them go in, and we have friends who are Chiefs fans. So it's kind of like, okay, well, we'll do that.
For your friends' teams, exactly.
Yeah, what about you, Niners?
I gotta go Niners, and you know, the other side, whatever. I think the Chiefs are great, but they're there all the time, so we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. My top teams are just not in. I never root for the 49ers either, but because they've got McCaffrey and Jimmy Garoppolo is kind of nice to look at some of the time, it's fun. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, what do you think we can expect from Rihanna's halftime show?
I think she's going to be great. I think she probably puts on a really good show, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on her because she's been kind of gone. She's been out doing the mom thing and running her businesses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, they're kind of touting this as her comeback, and I don't think she's going to come back with a whisper. So I think
going to rock it.
Yeah.
110%. All right, more coming up on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Family news, that's what it's all about. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jay Kirscher. Doug is out, and we like to leave the farming talk to Doug because he is a farmer. He is a dairy farmer. You should definitely check him out sometime. EastleighFarms.com is his website, and of course, he has the American Family Farmer podcast, which you can get on DougSteffens.com for all of your fun farming news. But let's focus on food, because who doesn't like food, especially if you're into the organic kind of things. It can be a question of whether or not, what's the quality of the organic stuff, because a lot of times it seemed like it was a little bit lax in foods that were allowed to be labeled as organic. Well, the USDA has a new rule that will go into effect starting in March for foods labeled organic. Now, the agency has announced their update will go to the National Organic Program regulations, and it's in an effort to crack down on fraud, and they also want to further enforce the production, handling, and sale of organic products. This will help boost consumer trust, which, as I just said, it can kind of be a little bit difficult to trust at times. Now, a quick snapshot of some of the key updates from this. They will require certification of more of the businesses, like the brokers and the traders, and all of that more along the line with the organic supply chain. They will require NOP import certifications, and this will be for all organic imports. You have organic identification on non-retail containers as well. They will require uniform qualification and training standards for organic inspectors, and certifying that agent personnel are going to be handled properly as well. It will also require standardized certificates of organic operation. So this is going to really make consumers feel more comfortable that when they are buying organic, it is actually organic. There are no loopholes. There is no There is nothing to be concerned about as far as that's concerned. Something that people are concerned about, the egg prices. I don't know if you've seen those memes online when it's a, you remember the whole like, oh, he went to Jared's for a ring or whatever, and it's like a ring box and the person's opening it and that's the snapshot. But it's an egg inside and it's like, oh, he went to Kroger or, oh, he went to Giant Eagle, insert whatever grocery store, because eggs are just, the price is raising beyond belief. Well, what are some egg alternatives as the price is soar? If you need to take a break from eggs, there are some things you can do. The equivalent of one egg, you can have some ground flaxseed meal and 3 tablespoons of water. Mix it together. Let it sit. It'll thicken after 5 minutes. You can use 1/4 cup of applesauce in place of one egg. You can make a quote-unquote chia egg with 1 tablespoon of chia seeds plus 3 tablespoons of water. Mix and let that sit for 5 minutes, and then the texture will be kind of like a thicker, gooier consistency than the flax seed meal. And that's kind of like a good thing for eggs. Oh, what's the other one? The chickpeas. The liquid from cooked chickpeas, as long as it's used by vegan chefs, normally it's what they use instead of eggs. So if you go to a vegan place and they have those little egg alternatives, it's usually the chickpea stuff. You can also use 3 tablespoons of liquid from a can of chickpeas, the garbanzo beans, same thing. You can use that yourself. You can whip up 1/4 cup of silken tofu, replace that with an egg. You can even use 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda for a lighter texture. So if you're looking for egg alternatives because eggs are just that dang expensive, well, there you go. Although, can the price of eggs please eventually come down? Because there is nothing that compares to scrambled eggs from a real egg, especially if you have any of the backyard farmers. If you have a neighbor that has chickens in their yard, make friends with them, get some eggs from them. And last in the food news category, if you are a fan of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and you are a fan of Bugles, you know, those old Bugles, they have combined, they have had a baby. It's new Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bugles. They are salty and they are sweet. They have a classic flavor of the normal Bugles, but then they also add in that Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's kind of like a 2-for-1 why not deal. General Mills, Inc. announced this, and it's going to also have like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Cinnadust. I think you can also buy that on your own, somewhere like the Cinnadust stuff. So that's what's going to be on these Bugles. The product is now available if you are looking for it. You can buy it exclusively at convenience stores, and it's running about $2.99. So there you go.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.